Hey guys, it's me, Sun God, Joseph. I'm here with my friend Ben.
Hello.
Goblin Warlock. Get a little closer to the mic, Ben.
Sorry, I was too far away. I'm quiet.
Gotta be all up in here.
Yeah.
So we're recording a little bonus host chat episode for you guys. And this host chat episode is going to be me and Ben playing a game together. A game that I came up with my brother when I was 8 years old, and we would play it when we were trying to go to sleep at night. The game is called, Sir, What Do You Have? Without further ado, let's begin the game.
Shall we?
We shall. Also known as The Great Game. I heard my friend Ben is, opening a store.
Oh, yes. Hello. I am not Ben, but I have also heard of his store.
I'm going to a different store, then. Sir, what do you have?
I have this pineapple.
I love pineapples.
Well, this is the most delicious pineapple in all the land.
Oh dear. Before I purchase this pineapple, I'd like to ask you a series of questions just to be fiscally responsible.
Of course,
and know
of
what
course.
I'm buying.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this sounds weird, but is there lava in the pineapple?
There's no lava in the pineapple.
Did anything eldritch and ancient happen to this pineapple?
Nothing eldritch or ancient happened to this pineapple.
Is it made of poop?
Hang on, let me check. It's not made of poop.
Okay, it's going to poison me. Does it have poison in it?
There's no poison in this pineapple. Okay. I assure you, this is the freshest pineapple.
Okay, is it very cold?
It is very cold, but hold on, let me warm it up.
Okay. So this is a consumable pineapple now?
Yes, yeah. It's okay. No longer too cold to eat.
I see no reason why I shouldn't purchase this pineapple.
All right.
How much do I owe you, shopkeep?
This pineapple will be $4.65.
All right, I'm handing you the money.
Thank you.
Can I have the pineapple?
Here's the pineapple.
All right, I'm eating the pineapple, and it does taste good. Wow.
So you're enjoying it.
I'm enjoying the pineapple.
So you're enjoying the bomb that I put in it?
God damn it. Why did you put a bomb in the pineapple?
Well, you didn't ask me not to.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay, so there was a bomb in the... Okay. Well, that's funny that you did that, but I'm actually opening a shop of my own.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. And so this shop... I'm actually opening a food shop.
You're opening a food shop?
Yeah, and I'm selling one taco.
Oh, well, allow me to visit your shop, perchance.
By all means.
Sir, what do you have?
I am selling a single taco.
What is on this taco, if I may ask? What kind of meat?
That will be beef.
Ooh. And
yes or no questions?
Well, this is kind of a, you know, more general. I have some more specific questions to ask, but I would just like to inquire is it like...
Understandable.
Birria style? How do you say that word? Birria?
Burrito?
Burrito style? Is it like a one that I would find at Taco Bell?
It's very similar to a taco you might find at Taco Bell.
Okay. Now, okay, I do have... There are some things that I have had some bad experiences with in the past.
Oh, of course.
Is there poison in this taco?
There's no poison in this taco.
Is there a bomb in this taco?
There's no bomb.
Is there lava in this taco?
Not last time I checked.
Has this taco been cursed by the wizard?
The wizard has not been around this taco.
Okay, good. Is this taco very, very cold?
I'm putting it in the microwave, and it is no longer cold.
Okay. Does this taco... if I eat this taco, is it going to break all of my teeth because it's made of rocks?
It is not made of rocks, and your teeth should be fine, unless you have tiny baby teeth, God forbid.
Okay, I think I'll buy this taco.
You're gonna buy the taco?
I buy the taco.
The taco is $100,000.
Okay, here you are.
Okay,
sir.
Are you paying in credit card or ones?
I'm paying in ones.
Okay, so I have 100,000 ones. I'm handing you the taco.
Thank you so much.
How do you like the taco?
Let me take a big bite.
There's fucking spikes in the taco. You didn't ask about the spikes, and it's filled with metal spikes.
Why did you put spikes in
the
taco?
You didn't say you didn't want spikes in the taco, so now you ate spikes.
Fuck. Okay. Okay, hold on. I think I might start another business venture. I just need to figure out what it will be.
Interesting.
Okay. I have it figured out.
All right. I'm walking down the street. What is this shop here? What is this shop you're running here, sir?
It is but a humble grocer.
A grocer? And sir...
Grocery, rather.
Sir, what do you have?
I have this big, fresh cut of steak.
May I ask you a few questions about this steak?
Certainly.
Has the steak been cursed by the wizard?
It has not been cursed by the wizard.
Is this steak very cold?
It's not very cold.
And is it going to freeze me if I eat it?
It will not freeze you if you eat it.
Now, is there lava in the steak?
There's no lava in the steak.
Is there perhaps a bug in the steak?
There is no quantity of bugs.
And are there spikes in it?
There's no spikes.
There's no spikes. There's no lava. Is there fire in the steak? Is it very hot?
There's no fire. It's not very hot. It is...
Is this steak rotten?
It's not rotten.
And is this steak made of cow?
It is made of cow, unless you wanted a different kind of steak.
Okay. Let me think. Is there a laser on the steak?
Fuck. Yeah. There is no longer any lasers on the steak.
So, is there perhaps a tiny gun embedded into the steak that will perhaps shoot a small bullet into my brain when my tooth pulls the tiny trigger?
There is not a tiny gun in the steak.
Let me think. Is there a leaf in the steak?
There's not a leaf in the steak.
And now, sir, you may be deep in thought right now. Would this be a convenient time to buy this steak?
I think it would be.
I think I will. How much do I owe you?
This steak is free.
It's a free steak, oh dear!
It's a free steak.
Okay, I'm handing the steak. And do you have perhaps a pan and stove I can cook up and eat it right now?
I do, yes.
Okay, I'm cooking the steak. It's sizzling. Oh, that's a fine medium rare. I'm currently cutting into the steak and I take a big bite.
You... As you take a big bite, you shrink down and transform into a dog because I have dipped this steak in potion.
Fuck! God damn it. Why did you fucking dip it in potion?
It makes it fresher, and also, you didn't ask. You forgot to ask about the potion.
So that guy's dead.
It's a dog. Well, he will be dead.
The dog is soon going to be dead. And as fate may have it, I am currently opening a carpentry store.
Okay. Hello. Sir, what do you have?
I have this chunk of wood for you.
Oh, this chunk of wood? Is this wood from an ordinary tree?
Oh, yes, the most ordinary tree. And a fine oak, may I add.
Is this wood perhaps very cold?
The wood is not super cold, and it will not freeze you to death upon touching it.
Is this wood full of spikes?
There are no spikes in the wood.
Is this wood full of lava?
There's no lava on the wood. The wood would burn, you fool.
Okay, here. Let me just run through.
Excuse my insolence.
Let me run through the fundamentals here. Mm-hmm. Is there poison in the wood?
No poison in the wood.
Is there a bomb in the wood?
No bomb in the wood.
Is there a gun in the wood?
There's no gun in the wood.
Has this wood been cursed by the wizard or any other type of magical entity?
It has not been cursed by the wizard nor the witch.
Is there potion on this wood?
There is no potion on the wood.
Okay. Has this wood been perhaps touched by any sort of foul beast?
No.
Like a dog?
No.
Is this one made of poop?
The wood is not made of poop. It's made of wood.
Is this wood made of pee?
It's not made of pee, nor any sort of bodily fluid.
Is there a string attached to this wood that will cause an anvil to fall on my head when I take it?
There's no such anvil.
Okay, well, I can't think of any reason why I shouldn't buy this wood.
All right.
How much do I owe you?
$2.50.
All right, here you are.
All right, thank you. Here's the wood.
Thank
and
you.
Are you now carrying it out?
I'm carrying it out.
So you walk down the street as you carry Jesus's cross. You are carrying the cross down the road, and you bring it to the top of a hill, and Roman soldiers fucking nail you to it. And you suffer for 6 hours as you bleed out and drown in your own blood upon Jesus' very cross.
Okay. Hello, I've just opened a restaurant.
A restaurant?
Yeah, I've opened a restaurant.
A restaurant.
Yes.
I walk into the restaurant, and who am I speaking to? The chef, the waiter, the owner, even?
All three.
Okay.
I am all three.
Okay. Sir, what do you have?
Well, we have, it's a soup restaurant. I should specify, we specialize in different soups. I have this bowl of regular potato soup and this bowl of gold soup. It's soup made of gold.
What was the first one?
Just normal potato soup, like food for a pauper. Or do you want the soup for a rich man?
And,
the one made of pure gold.
Which soup would you recommend, good sir?
Personally, I would recommend the soup made of gold.
I would love the soup made of gold, a true delicacy indeed. May I ask you a few questions about this soup?
Of course, of course.
Okay. Is there poison in the soup?
There's no poison.
Did the witch curse the soup?
Witch not curse
the
soup.
Did the wizard curse the soup?
Wizard did not curse the soup.
Are there spikes in the soup?
No spikes.
Is there lava in the soup?
No lava.
Is it made of fire?
Not made of fire.
Is it made of poop?
Not made of poop.
Is it made of pee?
Not made of pee.
Is it made of cum?
Not made of cum.
Is there spikes in it that already has that?
You already have spikes.
Okay. Is it very cold?
It's not very cold.
Will it freeze me to death?
It's not going to freeze you.
Is there a bug in the soup?
Fuck. There are a million spiders in the soup, but I will take them out.
Okay, the bugs have now been taken out. Is there a leaf in the soup?
There is, well, gold leaf.
Oh, you jest, sir. Oh, you jest. Is the soup hooked up to a Rube Goldberg machine type deal?
Fuck. Give me one moment.
Okay.
The soup is no longer hooked up to any sort of Rube Goldberg machine.
May I just quickly ask you why the soup was hooked up to a Rube Goldberg machine?
It's a standard procedure.
Okay. Is this soup infiltrated by the demon?
The demon is not in the soup.
Okay. And is Jesus in the... Did Jesus place a blessing of negative nature in the soup?
Jesus has not placed any kind of... Jesus has not interfered with the soup.
May I ask, sir, if you are God? Excuse me, that was a foolish question indeed. You are but a chef. You are not God. Excuse me. I haven't taken my meds today. So, disregard that question.
Yeah.
May I ask a few additional questions?
Of course, of course.
Is there teeth in the soup?
There's no teeth in the soup.
I will buy the soup.
All right. That'll be $1 trillion.
How would you like this payment, sir? Cash or card?
Please in pennies.
In pennies? I give you, how many pennies is that?
100.
I give you 100 trillion pennies. I bring my servant unloads a truck full of pennies, several trucks full of pennies, and dumps them in the alley behind your establishment.
Okay, I'm swimming in them Scrooge McDuck style.
All right, may I drink the soup?
Yes, of course. Here, you may eat the soup.
Ooh, okay, I'm eating. Ooh, delicious. Is that notes of gold?
It's notes of gold and notes of electricity. You're being electrocuted.
Why? From what?
There's electricity in the soup.
Oh, fuck. Okay, am I dying?
Yeah, you're dying from the electricity you ate.
Why did you put electricity in your finest soup?
It enhances the flavors of gold.
Okay. Oh, okay.
But I mean, I could have taken it out if you had asked.
Fuck. Oh my gosh. So, a couple more. As fate would have it, I am currently opening an art gallery. Wait. No, I'm not. fuck. I'm selling property.
Okay.
Yes.
I enter your property store. Sir, what do you have?
I have this road that I'm going to sell.
You're selling me a road?
Yes.
Okay. Is this road...
May I add, it is a desert road.
It's a desert road. Is this road... let me just... I know other people have had similar problems with these things.
Yeah.
You know, shoddy, you know, developers, etc.
Oh, of course.
I just have a list of questions to run through.
Absolutely.
Just the basics.
Absolutely.
Is the road covered in poison?
Nope.
Spiders?
Nope.
Spikes?
Nope.
Bombs?
Nope.
Lava?
No.
Is it very cold?
No.
Has it been cursed?
No.
Has it been hexed?
No.
Is there any potion on the road?
There's no potion.
Is there an alligator?
There's not an alligator.
Is there lasers?
No.
Have aliens interfered with the road?
No.
Are you God?
I'm not God.
Is the road made of asphalt?
It is made of asphalt.
Okay. Is the road... is it real? Is it in real life?
Yes, it is a real road.
Is it full of electricity?
No electricity.
Is it made of guns?
No guns.
Fuck, I'm definitely forgetting some. Is this road... Is perhaps... Are there any creatures that live near this road?
There, maybe a common bobcat, or perhaps a gecko, but nothing that could cause harm to you if you're safe, sir.
There's no roadrunner or coyote that live near this desert road.
No, that would have been good. No, there's no roadrunner or coyote.
If I stand on this desert road, is a big red truck going to hit me?
Fuck, no, there's not going to be a big red truck.
Is anyone buying products from the Acme Corporation in order to kill me when I own this road?
This road had a history of coyotes, but they've been killed.
Is this road in hell?
The road is not in hell.
Are there devils or demons anywhere near the road?
Nothing spiritual in nature beyond what you find for yourself on this road.
Okay, I think I will buy this road.
Okay.
Okay.
It'll be about $750.
Here you go. Is that in American dollars?
Canadian.
Okay. Do you mind if I go run to the currency exchange real quick?
Of course. Okay. Be my guest. I also own the currency exchange.
Okay.
And it's here.
I'm back. Okay.
You didn't go anywhere because I am also the currency exchange.
Well, I walked out and came back in.
Okay. Would you like this money in Canadian
dollars? I would.
All right. We've made the transfer.
Okay. I walk back out and come back in.
Okay. Can I have the money that I just transferred to you?
Yes.
All right. I have $7.50. What's Canadian currency, Christian?
Dollars.
Oh, it's also called dollars. What? It's called dollars too?
What? Are you
Canadian currency?
Dollars?
Yeah. Is it called dollars?
Canadian dollars?
Oh,
fucking, that's so dumb.
Oh.
It should be called Maples, sorry, I don't know. You are now the proud owner of the road. Would
okay.
you like to take a? Would you like to take a leisurely drive?
Yeah, can I?
Would you like to take drive?
Do I have to go through the teleporter to get to the road?
Absolutely not. The road is right outside of my.
I didn't realize we were already in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go for a leisurely drive.
Okay. So are you? I'm not driving, but are you
I'm
now?
Driving.
You're driving.
I'm driving.
Are you driving up to the tunnel now?
I'm driving up to the tunnel.
All right, how fast are you going up to the tunnel?
I'm going 100 miles per hour because there's not another car to be seen.
So you go 100 miles per hour into a brick wall with a tunnel painted on it, and you're instantly flattened into a fucking pancake and you die.
God damn it.
There's no tunnel. I painted it there. The road is real, but there's no fucking tunnel,
fuck
you dumb piece of
God
shit.
God damn it. Oh, okay. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we should do a little regrouping. There's been a lot of shopping today.
it's a verified shopping spree. God damn it. God damn it.
It was the basics, man. You should have asked about the
tunnel. I forgot about the tunnel. I knew I was forgetting something.
On a desert road.
I knew I was forgetting something. I was right there, too. I knew the coyote. I knew the roadrunner.
Yeah, that's our friends, the coyote.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course. We hang out with them all the time.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
So, a certain store is opening?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a store.
I just opened a store.
Why are you moving the mic towards
me? I'm sorry. Okay. I thought I was being too quiet.
Okay. All right.
It's fine.
No, it's fine. I don't even care about the mic. I don't need the mic.
No, we don't. We're just going to talk and no one's going to listen.
Okay. I walked into the establishment. What do I see around me? I'm also blind for the next 10 seconds while you explain what the store is. And
well,
then I'll be able to see you again.
Welcome to my hat and helmet store. We have all kinds of hats and helmets that you need, including football helmets, football hats, baseball helmets, baseball hats, tennis helmets, tennis hats?
All right.
Motorcycle hats.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Sir, what do you have?
Well, for you, I have this top hat. I have this stovepipe hat that is 3 feet tall, or I have this Vietnam veteran hat.
Which do you think would suit me?
Well, have you served in Vietnam?
Yes.
Well, then this Vietnam veteran cap would fit you quite well.
I think I'd prefer the top hat, actually.
Okay, yeah.
I'm also from the Victorian area.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'5".
Oh, okay. So
and I have a beard with no mustache.
So with this...
And I was once a president. And I love my top hat.
So with this 3 foot tall stovepipe hat, you are 10 feet tall, almost.
Okay. Before I purchase this hat, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Lava?
No.
Gun in it?
Nope.
Poison?
Nope.
Spikes?
Nope.
Is it super cold?
Nope.
Super hot?
Nope.
Fire?
Nope.
Cursed by the witch?
Nope.
Cursed by the wizard?
Nope.
Interfered with by aliens?
Nope.
Made of poop?
Nope.
Made of cum?
Nope.
Made of pee?
Nope.
Any bodily fluids?
Nope.
Is it evil?
Nope.
Are you God?
Yes. But unrelated.
Okay. Is there a rabbit in this hat?
No rabbit.
Is Bugs Bunny perhaps in related to this hat, or is that too broad of a question?
Bugs Bunny has never interacted with this hat.
Okay. Have any of the Looney Tunes interacted with this hat?
Nope.
Is it a bomb?
It's not a bomb.
Is there spikes in it?
There's no spikes in it.
Is it made of water?
It's not made of water.
Is it made of ice?
It's not made of ice.
Is it hooked up to a Rube Goldberg machine?
It's not hooked up to any sort of Rube Goldberg machine.
Is there perhaps electricity in this hat?
There's no electricity in the hat.
If I grab the hat and put it on my head, will I be able to take it off again?
I don't think you'll want to because of how dashing you'll look in it, but... If you must, yes.
And is this a... No. You know what? I see no, absolutely no reason why I should not purchase this hat.
Is that so?
That is so. Unless you need more time to tell me about it.
No. You feel free. Please, purchase this hat. It'll be... this hat... It's 3 feet tall. $1,000.
Okay. I give you $1,000 bill.
Okay. Thank you very much for this. Wow, hey, this looks just like you.
Yep. It really does. Did I tell you that I freed the slaves? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I think I'll put this... Do you have a mirror, maybe?
I do have a mirror. It's okay, right behind you.
I'm staring into the mirror, and I'm putting on the hat, and oh, how dashing do I look.
Oh, you look so dashing. Oh, but what's that? A million spiders are crawling on your hat and eating you.
A million spiders? Yeah. I didn't ask if there was a bug in the fucking hat.
You didn't.
Why did... Am I dying from this, or is it just annoying and painful?
No, they're biting away all of your flesh and leaving you as nothing but a pile of bones.
Okay, as that's happening to me, may I ask you why you placed a million spiders into my hat?
They needed a place to live.
Okay, but I needed to live.
The spiders asked me to.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm dead. And the game, Sir, What Do You Have? And as our last final bonus round, we are bringing in a man who will shortly name himself when he comes on. And sir, who would you like to sell or buy today?
Well, sadly, I think I'd rather like to sell, sir.
And who would you like to sell to, sir?
I'd like to sell to Benjamin, I do believe. The good Lord Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin, a store of just your kind is opening up.
Oh, for me? A store of just my kind?
Good morrow and good tidings, sir. How is it that you are doing today?
I'm doing splendid. Sir, what do you have?
Only the finest blades in all the land, sir.
You have blades? What style of blades?
Oh, prithee tell, sir. I have the most exquisite falcons in the land. Perhaps a cutlass is to your liking.
Ooh.
Or maybe a great sword fit even for the king, sir.
I think I fancy myself a cutlass. I don't know what voice I'm doing.
Oh! Well, pray tell us, are you planning on a voyage across the seven seas guided by the Lord's winds?
Yar, I am now a pirate.
Oh! Well, sir, it is not quite often that we receive clientele of your maritime persuasion. Now, I understand that a sword is a rather intimate purchase, so any questions before... So let me first tell you some things about this blade.
Yeah.
This blade is of a normal temperature. It shall not freeze you nor melt you upon grabbing the grip.
Well, I would assume so.
There are no spikes.
I'm sorry now.
There are no...
I keep changing my voice.
Sir, I have fetched the water from the smith, sir. I'm but your humble apprentice. Is there anything I can do to you?
I whip you, servant! Be gone!
No!
Be gone from my store!
No, my interrupt-
I will destroy you!
Am I interrupting the sale, sir?
You're interrupting a sale!
No!
Yar. Do there be any spikes in this sword?
None but the one on the end you shall use to rend your enemies in twain, sir.
Has this sword perhaps been, what the fuck voice am I doing? Has this sword been cursed by the wizard?
Oh, no, sir, neither the king's wizard nor the king's alchemist has been neither been here nor there towards this cutlass, I must tell you.
Has this sword been used to kill a demon, imprison a demon, kill an angel, or imprison an angel?
But of course it slayed the great demon Beelzebub. And his power is trapped within it in a way that you could easily harness for your own usage and could not be used against you in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Are there any spiders in this sword?
There's
any bugs of any kind?
Well, what a quite moronic question, sir. There are no bugs in this blade. I keep a quite hygienic store, don't I?
Is the sword made of poop?
The sword is made of only the finest metals.
Is the sword... Is it too heavy to hold?
This sword will glide through the air like a dragon on the sky, sir.
Okay.
You have my word.
Okay.
And a man is nothing but his word.
So there's nothing wrong with this blade. There's
it's a perfectly good blade, sir. Fit perfectly for even the king.
And there's no lasers?
No lasers on the sword, sir.
And there's... It's not...
I don't even know what a laser is.
It's not... It hasn't been... I don't know, covered in acid that's going to dissolve me as soon as I touch it, or
not
perhaps...
Not covered in any fluids, no, sir.
It hasn't been... It doesn't contain a genie. There's no genie
interaction. No genie
interaction.
In the sword, sir.
This sword has not... It's not going to make me sterile, is it?
No. In fact, it will make you quite virile. And it will ensure that your heir is a man.
The sword, is it going to somehow turn me into any kind of beast?
There's no enchantments on the sword. I already told you, sir.
Well, I didn't know if there was something else.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't think I have any other questions. I think that pretty much covers it.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the sword then, sir. That'll be a halfpenny and 2 shillings, if you will.
Well, yar, here you be.
You buffoon! You moron! You absolute cretin!
Yar, what have I done?
This sword belongs to the king! It's not my sword at all! He's sending his legions to your ship as we speak to sink it into the ocean! He's heading to David Jones' locker as we speak right now, sir! And now he's coming for your head! You're finished! Off to the ninth circle of hell with you, sir! Oh, apprentice boy! Apprentice boy!
Yes! Oh, yes, my master! What can I do for you?
Oh, you foul little fetid creature!
So what?
I require a task of you!
Whatever can I do for you, sir?
Throw this corpse of the pirate into the river with no funeral! No funeral at all!
Absolutely! Consider the deed done!
I will add 1 spice to your gruel tonight, assistant.
Oh, thank you! Oh, thank you! And that is, sir, what do you have? We will do it again. We're definitely going to do it again. We might just turn the podcast into this forever. This has been Host Chat. Bye-bye.